If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Have you ever busted your kid sneaking out of the house, or were you the one that was getting caught sneaking out? 206-803-ROCK. And Migs, I don't want to rattle you, but I think maybe you should be a little bit nervous about your daughter sneaking out, because apparently Adam's daughter, who is also 5 years old, did.
Oh, great.
And we're going to talk to Adam here in just a couple minutes. But first, Trucker Rob in Seattle, how old was your kid when you caught him sneaking out?
He was about 15. Look how sad, it's my day off, so I have no air horn, buddy. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll let it slide this time. You're usually very consistent, so it's okay.
Yeah, but no, I got one for you. You're going to love. He was 15, you know, and he was sneaking out. So I pulled him aside. I said, dude, you know, I know what you're doing. I was that age. I said, here's the deal. If you sneak out the front door, come back in the front door. Because, you know, no problem. Well, all of a sudden, I woke up one night, and I hear a bedroom window slowly starting to open up. And I'm like... So I got up and I walked in the bedroom. I opened up the door with the lights off, and I hear the bedroom window open up, and I see the screen or the blanket starting to pull away. And all of a sudden, next thing, my kid here of a 12 gauge pointing at him, going, "Can I help you?"
What?
That kid, I guarantee, crapped himself right there. He goes, "Dad, it's me." I'm like, "Dude, what the hell you do? I told you come in the." Well, I said, no, you come in the window, I think you're somebody trying to break in. So, yeah, you got a 12-gauge with a lead slug pointing at your head.
Oh, my God. Wow. Lesson learned.
Dad, did he ever sneak out again? Damn, Trucker Rob.
Now we got to chat with Adam from Shelton.
I don't want to talk to Adam.
Adam, your daughter was 5 years old when she got caught sneaking out.
That is correct. She's now 23, going to have her own daughter.
Oh, I bet you're hoping she has the same headaches that you did.
Yeah, pretty much. But when she was five, her and one of her little friends conspired that lived next door, and they snuck out about 11:30 at night and went over to the playground that was back behind the apartment. And we found out they'd done it a couple of times before we figured out that they were doing it.
What?
Do you think their train of thought was like, let's go to the playground at night because it's going to be totally empty. We'll have the whole place to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And would she just go through the front door, unlock it, and just leave, and you guys didn't hear her? Or like, how did she sneak out?
So on the back of the apartment, it was a ground level, and she'd just climb right out the bedroom window.
That's insane.
Well, good luck with the new granddaughter, Adam.
Thank you.
Rock on.
And thanks for freaking me the F out.
Steve's sweating, guys. I don't know. We should.
I'm putting locks on those windows, baby.
Let's keep with the daughters, okay? Josh from Kent, you caught your daughter sneaking out.
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can.
How old was your daughter when this happened?
I was 13.
Okay.
So anyway, she was grounded for issues with school, and my wife, you know, opened the door and says, "Hey, we're going down to get some groceries and whatnot, and we'll be back." And she's like, "Okay." She wasn't at school because she was currently suspended. But anyway, we come back, and she's not there. So my wife's freaking out. So anyways, my wife starts making phone calls to her friend's parents and finds out, basically, that she had gone to one of her friend's houses and convinced his elderly grandmother that we said it was okay for her to give her a ride to her other friend's house on the other side of town.
Were they going to like a party, or are they just like just going to just all hang out?
It's like a housing development place, and they all get together and then they walk to like the Safeway and just hang out. I mean,
so
nothing,
funny.
Nothing terrible, but it's like you basically convinced an 83-year-old woman to commit kidnapping.
So did you bust her the moment that she got home, or like how did you end up busting her?
When we got back, my wife will always open the door just to say, hey, we're back, you know? So she opened the door to her room, and she's like, where's she at? And I'm like, well, I've been with you the whole time. Why would I know?
Oh, she didn't do the old pillows in the bed. Like, yeah, remember
classic.
Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
With a snore track on the cassette? Yeah. Yes. Don from Woodinville, you are the one that got caught by your mom. What happened?
So my mom, I would go out with my friends on the weekend. We go to parties, whatever, out in Maple Valley. And my mom would get a sneaking suspicion that I'd be at a party. So she would lay in my bed and wait for me, watch TV. And then when I get there, she would be like, so how was your night? And I'm like, it was fine. You know, you try not to talk too much. Well, my bed was pushed up against a corner, so she would lay on the edge where I had to crawl over the top of her to go to bed.
I love this. This is so great.
And then she'd be like, yeah. And then she'd be like, give me a kiss goodnight. And I'd give her a kiss, try to hold my breath, give her a kiss. And she'd be like, so, how many beers did you have tonight? And it's like, oh, God, here we go. For 2 weeks.
I want to remember that one because I feel like that is the way to do it. If a kid sneaks out, just go in their bed. Eventually, they're going to have to get in there.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.